that the plain teaching of the Bible on the return of Christ is that he is coming to establish God's kingdom on the earth. There are hundreds of texts, ladies and gentlemen, which teach that particular matter. They teach that Christ is going to return to the earth. He's going to return personally and visibly. And when he returns, he's going to establish the kingdom of God here upon the earth. Now, we deal with this next slide very often from this platform, because this is a slide which is a representation of a prophecy which is found in Daniel chapter 2. It was in fact a dream which King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had. His wise men and his magicians and so forth were unable to reveal the dream to Nebuchadnezzar, let alone its meaning. But Daniel, who was a Jewish captive, a teenager at the time, he was a servant of Almighty God. God revealed to Daniel not only the dream which Nebuchadnezzar had, but also the interpretation of the dream. And Daniel was able to say to King Nebuchadnezzar, "Look, King, this is what you saw. You saw a great colossus that had a head of gold, breasts and arms of silver, bellies and thighs of brass, legs of iron, and feet part of iron and part of clay." And it was revealed to Nebuchadnezzar that there was going to come a succession of kingdoms. He was the Babylonian kingdom, the head of gold, which was going to be followed by an inferior kingdom, which turned out to be the Medo-Persians, which was going to be followed by a third kingdom, which was the Greek kingdom, which was going to be followed by a fourth kingdom, the Roman kingdom, and then there was going to be the divided situation such as we have in the world today. And what Nebuchadnezzar saw in the dream, of course, was a stone cut out of the mountain with our hands, which came and smote the image on the feet so that the colossus collapsed. And this colossus represented the kingdom of men. And then what we're told in Daniel 2 and in verse 44, that in the days of these kings, in the days when the stone is going to come and strike the image on the feet, in the days in which we believe we ourselves are living, in the days of these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. It shall break in pieces and consume all the kingdoms of men which have gone before it, and the kingdom of God shall stand forever. Quite clear, quite plain Bible teaching. Not only do we have prophecies like that, we read in Acts chapter 1 and verse 11 that the angels said to the apostles as they saw the Lord Jesus Christ ascend into heaven, "Ye men of Galilee, why? Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go." Now what that means is the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return personally and visibly to the earth. He was here personally, he was here visibly, that's how he ascended, that is how he's going to come back. He's going to come in the same manner as the apostles saw him ascend into heaven. Now we have all other such plain texts, as is found, for example, in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. The Apostle Paul says, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick, that is the living and the dead, at his appearing and his kingdom." Now they are quite plain, understandable teachings of the Bible, are they not? Now what is also plainly taught in the Bible is that when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to establish God's kingdom upon the earth, that he's going to build a temple at Jerusalem. So the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return personally and visibly, and when he comes back, he is going to build a temple at Jerusalem. So we read, for example, in Isaiah chapter 2 and verses 1 to 4, the word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah, another name for the Jews, concerning the Jews and Jerusalem. "It shall come to pass in the last days." I suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in fact living in those days. "It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion, that is Mount Zion at Jerusalem in the Middle East, for out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Now that passage of Scripture plainly teaches that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return. Not only is he going to return, but at Jerusalem there is going to be built, there is going to be established a mighty temple, a massive house of prayer for all nations. And that the nations, because of the righteous reign of the Lord Jesus Christ from that temple in Jerusalem, are going to act in ways which they fail to act in today. For example, as that passage makes clear, they're not going to learn war anymore, and there's going to be worldwide peace. In the same book, same prophecy, Isaiah chapter 56 and verse 7, we read, even them, that is the Gentiles, and in the Bible, mankind is divided into Jews and Gentiles, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For my house, mine house, shall be called an house of prayer for all people. All right? So what we have learned is the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return. The kingdoms of men are going to be abolished. The kingdom of God is going to be established. The centre of the kingdom of God will be Jerusalem, at which a mighty, a massive house of prayer is going to be built for all people. And so we have the clear Bible teaching that Jerusalem is going to become the capital of God's kingdom upon earth. Jeremiah 3 verse 17. At that time, that is after Christ returns, as he establishes the kingdom, at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In Matthew chapter 5, we have the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in verses 34 and 35, where he says, but I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it his footstool, is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. So you see, the Lord Jesus Christ acknowledged that Jerusalem is going to become the city of the great king. And from the days when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke those words until today, that has never been the case. But when Christ returns to establish God's kingdom here upon the earth, that will be the case. Jerusalem will be the capital of the kingdom. It will be the city of the great king. We read in Zechariah 14 and verse 16, it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of the nations which came against Jerusalem, and this is a reference in fact to Armageddon, it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations that came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So you see, what we're being taught there is that when Christ returns and the kingdom is established and the temple is built, representatives of the nations will go up from year to year to worship at that temple, that house of prayer for all people, all nations, which Christ will build at Jerusalem. In Psalm 48 and verse 2 we read, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. And Mount Zion will be the focal point, this very centre of that house of prayer which Christ is going to build at Jerusalem. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. And the great king, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in the closing chapters of the prophecy of Ezekiel, we have set out for us great details concerning that house of prayer, that temple, which the Lord Jesus Christ is going to build at Jerusalem after he returns. All right, now, in summary, what we have seen so far, that Christ will return personally and visibly to the earth. He will set about establishing God's worldwide kingdom here upon the earth. The capital of God's kingdom will be Jerusalem. And Christ will extend the borders of that kingdom until the kingdom incorporates all the countries on earth. For the purpose of administration and worship, Christ will build a huge temple, a temple which is some 1.6 kilometres square, a huge temple, a huge house of prayer for all nations at Jerusalem. Now we've set before you, in a very brief way, that is the clear, plain teaching of the Bible. And as I say, there are hundreds of texts which support that view which I have just set before you. That is what the Bible plainly and clearly teaches.